And Deb's going to share some moments from the 30-hour famine.
Because your brother and sister have to help on the farm and at home, you're the only kid in your family who goes to school. There's only a grade school in your village, which goes up to sixth grade. For high school, some kids go to a different village, leaving in the morning and coming back at night. But you don't know if you'll be able to do that. Many kids in the village don't make it past sixth grade.
Ekol kwaera ankan kanese. Leka ekol indechelen for imucho. Ankai guani lakthin ne guani. Ankan sagan ne mana. Agbotte soje. Agbotte lokturo. Agbotte meter. Kanga bear for dasi ko ekol.
It's hard to concentrate when you go to school hungry. And when other kids bring food with them to eat, it's even harder. You hope that your younger brother can go to school with you when he's old enough. After school and during breaks, you love playing with your friends out in the schoolyard. Niger has become a more dangerous place over the last few years. There are rebel groups that can make things dangerous for people. The terrorist groups often recruit young men from the villages. Thankfully, no one from your village has joined. But without good jobs in the area, the chief worries that could change. Girls in your country are also often married at a young age to much older men, so that their families can receive money to survive. But mostly, you worry about food and sickness.
Ankan sei ghumri jante. Izan kai. Kulmaru kwarara. Zama I chal phone sin kan jante ni bi. Ankan ganin jante m kai kulmar. Hari hanu.
If you had clean water, you at least wouldn't have to worry about your health as much, and you'd be able to spend more time on school and on having fun and being a kid. With water, you could also grow more vegetables and other foods so that you wouldn't have to go to school hungry. Having clean water would change everything for your family.